Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to Romans chapter 6, another one of these great chapters in Romans, and we'll listen to it read by our guest reader, Craig Warner, Executive Director of the Gideons International.
Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were freed in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
In 1994, in my journal on Romans 6, I wrote, "We can walk in newness of life. We can be dead to sin and alive in Christ Jesus. Lord, help me refrain from sin and accept your grace when I do fail. We are creatures of sin, but through Jesus Christ, we can get out from under sin and live under grace." I quote verse 15, "Sin shall not be master over you." And I quote verse 18, "Freed from sin," continued on verse 18, "can become slaves of righteousness." And verse 22, "become enslaved to God." Results, sanctification, eternal life. 2001, I had kind of a one-line summary of Romans 6, but it's important. Sin and freedom from it. I would like to believe, quoting verse 14, "sin shall not have dominion over you." Then I continued to write, "I fight sin and sinfulness every day." In 2001, after reading the passage and writing that in my journal, I wrote my prayer, and I wrote, "For my battle with sin, does anything really matter in life? Is it worth fighting and arguing about stuff or just letting everything go?" I wrote that question in 2001. That's a long time ago. I don't think I've got an answer to it yet, though. In 2013, I wrote, as Christians, we walk in newness of life, according to verse 4. I thank God for this. I am not caught up in how I was born or stuff passed on through generations. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things pass away. All things become new. And that's quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I continued to write, we are dead to sin, being raised in Christ, alive in Him. Yet we need to control sin in our flesh and not fall into its passions. We must strive to turn away from sin toward righteousness in the Lord. Sin leads to death, but the free gift of forgiveness, grace, offers us eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In this chapter, Paul asks his audience a question, and he frames it sort of two different ways. He asks the question in verse 1, and then he asks it again in verse 15. In verse 1, he says, are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. And in verse 15, he says, what then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Sometimes Christians and sometimes non-Christians take sin casually. Because we live under grace and forgiveness, sometimes we have this attitude that, hey, if I sin, it's okay because God has to forgive me. That is the very attitude that Paul is warning against in this chapter. As Christians, we cannot have a casual attitude towards sin. Just because we're under grace doesn't mean we can have a casual attitude toward our sin. And just because we're not under the law anymore doesn't mean we can have a casual attitude towards sin. Paul warns us in verse 12 that we have to fight against this. He says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Sin is passionate, and we want so often to obey its lurings. And then Paul gives us the answer in verse 17. He says, but thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. He goes on to say, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. So how do we get out from under this thing called sin? We go to the Bible, we understand the scriptures, the standard of teaching, which Paul refers to, the standard of teaching to which we must commit ourselves. So though we enjoy the forgiveness of sin and the grace of God, we still must fight off the lurings, the passions of sin. Verse 22 says, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. And then this great verse, Romans 6:23, says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is a power verse in Scripture. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. How? In Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, thank you for providing a way of escape from sin. Thank you for a way out of death. Thank you for the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. None of us need to be caught up in sin. Though it's a battle, and you tell us in this chapter it's our obligation to fight it, we don't have to lose to the battle of sin thanks to your forgiveness. We thank you, too, that we don't have to be bound by generational sin or sins from our past, that we can be forgiven and become new creatures in Christ. Old things pass away and all things become new. Jesus, you free us from the clutches of sin and death, and because of that, I pray that I never have a casual attitude towards sin. help me to become a slave to you, a slave to righteousness. In your name we pray. Amen.